Well, dude, let's get him around here. Call it a snuff box.
Snuff box. Step on there. Oh, yeah.
If this is fly off all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about if a man was trying to eat a piece of steak or something, and, but his throat was all sore, you know? He'd say, well, I'd like to eat this steak, but I just can't.
Can't swallow it.
Can't swallow it, yeah. What about if somebody asked you whether you can do something, and if you're not able to do it, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I just...
I just don't do that away, you know. Or don't, nothing to add to that.
Just can't do it right now?
Yeah, can't do it for you or anybody else.
All right. Well, what about if you heard about a boy who got a whipping? You'd say, well, I bet he did something
he ought not done.
Mm-hmm. And that never happened, you did it?
Not many times.
Well, what about if you're telling somebody, if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, now, no matter how many times you ask me that to do that, I
will not do it. So that's it.
I just won't do it. No way. Well, what about if you're doing some work, some pretty hard work all by yourself, and as a friend of yours just standing around there watching you, you might just look around at him and say, well,
I guess you'd let me kill myself if you stand there watching. How about give me a hand, boy?
Mm-hmm. Or what about if somebody asks you to do something and, you know, you think you're just not sure. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
imagine that it could be so.
You know? Okay. What about, have you ever heard of, do you have any birds around here, you know, they can see in the dark, supposed to?
That's a screw child.
Yeah.
Now, little screw child, it is we call them, you always call them chicken owls. They slip around in the chicken roost and get you hen claw. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, those the big ones?
That's them big ones.
People ever call them hoot owls?
Hoot owls, right.
Something like that.
Hoo, hoo, hoo. You heard of all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're down there with.
What about this bird that drills holes in trees? That's
a pickerel.
Pickerel. You ever heard of person? Have you ever heard a person called a peckerwood? Have you ever heard, you know, another person calling a person?
No, I never heard of that.
Is that right?
I call Bob White a pattern, you know, quail.
Oh, yeah.
I do that. I have quail around here, and I'll get out there, and I whistle, and them songs gonna come right up the ground.
Is that right?
Ain't no cats here or nothing. We have them there every spring.
Oh, yeah.
They raise here.
Yeah. Well, what about this animal that has a white stripe down its back and gives off a powerful smell if you mess with it?
Yeah, I know well with them darn things. Skunk.
Skunk.
You ever seen one?
Never have seen one live.
You ever seen one? You ever
I
seen smell
one.
Smell, you smell one?
I smell one.
Yeah, too.
You won't forget it.
No, you get on the car, if I know you as good knowing him, I know. It takes a whip. You ever heard of one?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a skunk called anything besides a skunk?
Yeah, I imagine I had one where you went to the No, I don't know what it is.
What about polecat?
Polecat? I think polecat, though, a polecat is different to a skunk.
Oh, is that right?
I think.
Well, yeah. Will a polecat give off that same smell?
Well, they got a different odor to tell me. I don't know what I'll smell one, but mm-hmm. This is bobcats around here.
Oh, yeah.
Big challenge, you know. Yeah. This boy playing football, he and another boy killed a bobcat back in our woods a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And they was hunting back there and squirreling and running into this cat. And one of them killed him, but anyhow, they put it on a pole and go, you know, tie his feet around there and go break it out.